This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn to the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear them. Look, they were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Facts, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid and you take lessons.
You're just
welcome back to another Discussing Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always appreciate the time that you spent with me. And yes, we will be... there'll be changes coming with the show here shortly. We're trying to get our graphics changed, a few other things. Just have a lot of fun and bringing some more themes back to certain segments, certain times, that kind of stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. After the first break, we're going to have our weekend kickoff with Sander Gibb. I'm sure he's got a lot going on, a lot he wants to talk about. And I've got, look at, we got to call this Friday Night Follies to a degree because there's so much crazy stuff going on. Seriously. I mean, things that you and I think that just kind of makes sense, shouldn't be a big deal, right? We find out that the loons that are running the asylum, they don't feel that way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to talk to me. Otherwise, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can also go over to Facebook, who's been having its own set of issues lately. But if you want to watch the show live, you want to partake and stay in the chat room, you could do the realside.com/watch. Watch. And then we'll talk about my book and stuff in a minute. I want to hear the story. So Idaho School ends the Boys versus Girls Spirit Week competitions to accommodate trans students. I mean, we're back again to where everything has to be tweaked around for a very, very small minority of people. I'm not even suggesting just trans, just gays, just lesbians. There are schools, you know, you don't have to do anything special for my Italian heritage when there's only five of us, you know, in a 200-person student school, right? Why do we keep doing this? You need to learn how to deal with, I don't care whether you're trans, fat, small, wide, girl, boy, whatever. There are people that aren't going to like you. There are people that aren't going to accept you. And you forcing it down their throat isn't going to change anything. I actually talked to a young Democrat tonight who actually believes that there should be mandated values. How does that work? And he's going to grow up to be a full-size Democrat. Anyway, Twin Falls, Idaho, the high school, is a battle zone for transgender rights that's too hostile for some LGBTQ students who allege that they were hassled during the school's Blue versus Pink sports week. Now, the student's council changed its annual Boy versus Girl Spirit Week event to Blue versus Pink Day to accommodate transgender students. But some transgender students and their friends decided to wear purple to school on Friday to protest. See, even when you make changes for them. Now, the funny thing about it is that I thought if you, and again, we'll ask Xander when he comes on. I thought that when you were transgender female, that meant you want to be a female. You want to be referred to as a girl. You want to act like a girl. You want to be a girl. I mean, everything that has to do with girlness. So why do you have a problem with this? You're confusing us because you won't take a stand on anything other than we're wrong. This is like all those Trump protesters. He's bad. How? He's bad because he's Trump. Yeah, but what's he done bad? Because he's bad because he's Trump. He's taking health care away. Well, no, he's not. He's actually going to make it cleaner and better. Well, yeah, but he's taking the Affordable Care Act away. Yeah, but it was never affordable. I mean, we could have a field day with this. I get one of them on the show. But anyhow, the transgender students put up the posters announcing the purple protest, but within a few hours, most of them had been scribbled on or taken down. Now, that made me feel kind of bad about it, but there was an emotion until the next day. That's what one student said. It made you feel bad that they pulled down your posters. If you do what my dad used to say to do, you'll never be offended. Right? You consider the source. You know, idiots do stupid things. You kind of have to feel bad for stupid people because they don't know any better. Jen Blair, a gay rights activist whose straight daughter attends the high school, said the LGBTQ students who came to school in purple on Friday were targeted relentlessly. It was pretty hostile in the hallways all day, apparently, Blair said, adding that students endured comments like, boys have a penis and girls have a vagina from their peers. Okay. Don't they? I'm confused. I mean, so somebody, see, this is what confuses me. I know, my wife's going to go crazy now. So those of you who want to switch or change or transgender, you decided you're a female trapped in a male's body. Okay, that's what you're saying, right? If I miss something, let me know, because I'm not trying to be mean. So you're a male trapped in a female body, or a female trapped in a male's body. Okay, so you have the operation, and you have the penis removed, and now you have a vagina, and now you want to do everything a female can do, should do. You look and have all the parts now of a female. Why is that a bad thing? I mean, from their point of view, I mean, you're sitting here saying, now I'm a girl, or whatever, whatever, whatever. You're making me nuts. So if you don't know what you want, how in God's creation am I supposed to know what you want? How are we supposed to make accommodations when you don't even know what accommodations to make? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn to the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the look. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run Alexa.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just stupid.
Welcome back to another session extended. Right here on the real side, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air
texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that, too. I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I got so many things I want to talk about. Head over to the website and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate Over the Last 8 Years. You're going to find out you don't need to hate them at all. You really don't. Again, it ain't that hard. Let's see. Also, you can buy our shirts. You know, I'm thrown off because some of the things popping up on me here. But so here's the deal: we got shirts up there, t-shirts I just had done recently. Hashtag, what is it? Stand. I supposed to have one behind me, but there ain't. Hashtag stand. All the things, you know, you should be standing for your liberty. You should be standing for your freedom. You should be standing for your rights. Don't go smashing windows at Starbucks or anywhere else. Don't set trash cans on fire. Don't show up at these events with masks over your face. If you got the guts to go there and protest, protest. Make a distinction between you and the rioters. The rioters, yeah, they wear masks. They don't want anybody to know who they are because they're cowards. You know, and some of my people on the left, they're having the heartburn when we're saying stuff. Well, why would you call them a coward? Because they're cowards. It really is that simple. Look, if you stand behind them, if you believe, you know, in the early days of the internet, they had handles, right? You didn't use your real name. And so when I got on the air and I started doing the radio almost 10 years ago, I decided from day one, when I was online or doing stuff, even before that, I had my name on everything. It was Joe Messina, period. So there wasn't that wonder who that was. They knew who was writing it and why. So go pound sand. Really, if you've got the guts to put it out there, if you really believe what you say you believe, then you should be willing to stand behind it with your name. So, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. So, I got into a back and forth, like I shouldn't do, with a young man on Facebook. And the young man was under the impression that prayer shouldn't be talked about, mentioned, or happened at any kind of public venue. Was that? Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was unacceptable. And matter of fact, if you can find a link when you're doing your thing, the Freedom from Religion Freaks recently challenged some benches that were put up with lines from our founding fathers that mentioned God. Mm-hmm. And was that?
Okay.
All right. So we'll see if you can find that one. Now, back in 2014, there was a challenge made to this, finally. And the challenge was that there were town and city councils and water boards and school boards, all these things that these meetings, when they open up, you open up with the Pledge of Allegiance and then with a prayer of some kind. Now, recently, these town halls, one of the reasons I wouldn't do town halls anymore if I was a senator or a congressman or something, is they don't really want to have a town hall. They really don't want to have open dialogue. They just want to yell. And the proof is, recently in a town hall meeting in New York, you heard everybody that was there, well, not everybody, the majority of people that were there, and I'll tell you how I know that they were liberals, because I know somebody already asked me this once before, well, how do you know you're liberals? It's really simple. Because when you got to the part of under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, a bunch of pink-hatted boneheads stood up and started screaming separation of church and state during that part. Now, they thought that was an exercise of their freedom of speech, and they were willing to tramp. See, here's the thing. If you're willing to tramp on my freedom of speech, I'm going to trample all over yours, and chances are I'm better at it than you. I'm going to get louder. So you're nothing but an ignorant piece of work if you're going to get up in an event where they're saying the national, you know, I'd love to see you pink-headed. I'd like to see you get up during a sports event at the arena. Let me see. Do it at Pittsburgh Stadium. Why don't you do that? At the next game they have, and they do the Pledge of Allegiance, or the Pledge of Allegiance. I want you to start screaming in the stands when they get to that part under God at Pittsburgh Stadium. I want you to stand up and start screaming with your pink hat.
the separation of church and state. And I want somebody around you that has a smartphone to picture what takes place and send it to us. I would tell you to go to Tennessee or Georgia or one of those places and do it there, but I'm afraid your family would never see you again if you did something like that. Really, seriously. This is when you do that to somebody who really loves this country, it's like saying something about their mother. When you're more into the process than you are the reason behind, there's something wrong with you. When you're offended that somebody says that they're willing to defend the flag, and you don't realize that it's just a piece of cloth and what they're defending is what it represents, there's something wrong with you. If patriotism to you only means what I believe, what I stand for, the freedom to be the biggest dork there is, then there's something wrong with you. Because yes, even though those men and women fight for your freedom, for what that flag represents, or that oppressive flag that some of you keep talking about, they never really expect you to light the flag on fire. Use the flag to wrap your butt or wipe your butt, whatever. That's not the idea. That's not what the idea of freedom of speech was supposed to be all about. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
A new survey from the American Culture and Faith Institute revealed many born-again Christians do not feel a personal responsibility in sharing the gospel and their beliefs. As we come upon the Christmas season where non-believers are many more times receptive to hearing the good news, we as Christians must do as we are called to do. If you have a desire to share your faith but are afraid of the backlash from your workplace or your school setting, Pacific Justice Institute has created free resources on our website to teach you how to safely and effectively exercise your religious freedom. I'm Brad Dacus.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For you.
USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump threatens to close the southern U.S. border unless Congress agrees to provide $5 billion in taxpayer funds for a border wall with Mexico, blaming Democrats for a partial government shutdown. Florida Republican Senator Mark Rubio says the money isn't just for a wall.
The Senate passed the bill to fund the government and did so because the White House told us they were open to it. And then they changed their mind the next day. And then the House passed the bill they did. That said, that the House passed was not unreasonable. The $5 billion the President and the White House are asking for is not for a wall. It is for the top 10 priorities of a border security plan.
Rubio says he's not sure what Trump means by closing the border, but he agrees it needs to be secured. Trump has canceled his plans to travel to Florida to celebrate New Year's, staying in Washington. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Democrats have left the table altogether. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi spending the holidays vacationing in Hawaii. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Oh, there you go. Now I can hear me. Oh, God bless America. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Come on. You should know this by now. You guys should know this better than I do. I know I've been doing it for a long time, but you know me. I don't pay much attention to anything, so it's really, you can't really count on me. Anyway, all you conservative, wonderful peoples should really take some time to pray for your country in the beginning of the year. Pray for those people that are making decisions for you. Don't you want them to be led properly? Don't you want them to make decisions that's going to make your government, your community, your state stronger and better? I would. Now, I know some people don't believe in prayer. I don't know what to do with you. You're on your own. I mean, really, you're on your own. But again, you want to get involved. Now, let me tell you something. Some of you who know that we've been pushing, and man, tonight, they're having Facebook issues. I can see it right there. See that? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do what we can at the break. I probably should do a couple of things before I get into this, right?
Yeah.
Like, say the name of the show. Wouldn't that help? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You get involved in the live chat room that's going on up there. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. And get with like-minded people. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Because I know some of you say you don't want to call in, you don't want to hear your voice, you don't. It's okay, whatever makes you happy, I guess. But I do want you involved. I do want you to be part of the conversation. Because you catch stuff in the interviews that I don't normally get. And then if you go up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you just don't have to. You really don't. The labels, you know, right-wing, Bible-thumping, right-wing, white guy, those are all labels given by the left. You know, the people that hate labels, remember them? But they're more than happy to give them out. So anyhow, today was the National Day of Prayer. That's the road I started on, and I don't know how I got where, but I never know how I get where I'm going. We just kind of end up there. So the national, now a lot of people think all of a sudden this came out of nowhere, and the National Day of Prayer is something that Reagan, I'm surprised at how many people really don't know history, and not just history like this, but history about the country as a whole. So how about National Day of Prayer? Somebody should have said, well, gee, how did that come about? Who made that happen? And it goes all the way back to 1775. The Continental Congress allocated a time for prayer and forming a new nation. Now, for days, they were having trouble getting anywhere. They couldn't move forward. They couldn't get anything done. And finally, I think it was Franklin, one of them gets up and says, hey, we forgot how we got here. We forgot the providence that was involved with getting us here to this point in putting this nation together. So they went on a 3-day fast and prayer. Wow. For a bunch of guys that didn't want anything to do with God, they were sure confused. Maybe that was the first, what do you call it when it takes a whole area over, right? One of the first mass Alzheimer's waves there ever was. Everybody in the room got dementia all at the same time. That's pretty cool how that worked. So they fought that battle so they wouldn't have to deal with religion. Yet the first thing they do when they go to get started and put the Constitution together is they reach out to God. What a bunch of boneheads. Over the years, there's been calls for a day of prayer, including from President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 on April 17th, 1952. President Harry Truman signed a bill proclaiming the National Day of Prayer into law in the United States. That praying for our leaders is a good thing. And even the local mayor that was there to speak for a few minutes said that knowing that people are praying for him, whether you believe in it or not, helps them. I mean, I don't want to belittle it like this because I believe in prayer. I believe that prayer is a direct connect between us and God. But when you know people are praying for you to succeed, you know people are on your side. They want you to do the right job. They want to be on your team. That helps a lot. It kind of stirs you up to fire more, to fight more. So it's a good thing. Sorry about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do flashing red again. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You can head up to my website. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get the shirts, right? Hashtag stand. Or just read some of the articles we put up. Let the writers know how you feel about what they're writing and whether they're on or whether you don't agree with them or you do agree with them. It doesn't much matter. You got to get engaged. You got to hear and see what other people are writing about and saying. So apparently, this ought to make you feel bad. All right. This is serious. And I don't want to be fun here. But apparently, millennials are suffering from hair loss. Boom, boom, shh. No, seriously. So apparently, millennials, their hair is thinning, it's falling out, it's all the stress. What I don't understand is, haven't young people always had stress? You know, at colleges and other places? So at 18, John figured out that he was balding from a photo on Facebook. Growing up, John, now a 28-year-old San Francisco public relations professional, who asked that we withhold his real name, prided himself on his luscious locks. He said, I had always had a thick, full head of hair. I'm on the Middle Eastern Jewish ancestry, he says. That was closely associated with my identity. But as a freshman in college, he discovered that he was losing his hair when a friend posted a photo of him on Facebook. So I was kind of stunned. It was really brutal, he says, noting it was the thinning hair around the temples that gave it away. He said, I just assumed that balding was something that magically happens at 45. Look at the camera, John. No, doesn't. No. My family has got... Well, they're either one of two things. You know, they're either, I call it bozo bald, right? They got the middle of the head's bald, and they got hair around the sides. Or, they got what I got. They got a mop 24/7, 7 days a week. So for Mabel, it was a clogged shower drain that alerted her to the problem. Already stressed by the pressures of college, she was a pre-med major and had picked up a minor. And feeling homesick for her family in Hawaii, Mabel, then 19, says the hair loss was devastating. I thought, oh, my God, am I really losing my hair, she says. It was crushing. Now, hair is a very feminine thing. Really? I think some guys have more hair products in their closets than are their medicine chests than women do, for God's sakes. Experts say they're seeing more people like John and Mabel, men and women as young as 18, who are freaking out about going bald. San Francisco dermatologist Andrea Hugh says balding millennials are coming to her more and more and more and more and more and more and more. They want natural supplements to more invasive procedures. I don't even know what this one is. PRP? Which involves injecting your own... this sounds disgusting. Injecting your own plasma into your scalp. And the New York City stylist Angelo David has seen a tremendous number of young and balding clients as well. New hair extensions, the story is no longer short to long, but thin to thick, he says. I mean, just change your diet. Stop being so stressed. Stop wearing baseball caps. I can't get my hair to thin out. People want full and voluminous hair. One of his most recent clients, in fact, was a... was, you know what that... Yeah, anyway.
Voluminous.
I'm past it. They'll figure it out. In fact, it was a college student who was just shy of her 20th birthday who had severe hair loss. She was devastated, he says, spending roughly $4,000 on customized contour wigs. You know, I mean, they say stress causes hair loss. I don't know what they have to stress out about. Life is not over. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. We'll hear more about the millennials after this.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute commends the City of Bakersfield, California staff for seeking advice about certain Christmas displays before erecting them. You see, PGI informed them that the courts allow government Christmas displays if religious and secular symbols are both included.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at PGI.org. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Why, you did say something, didn't you? Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
He was a famous drumming man from Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man and his friend.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, I check the emails from time to time during the breaks. And this time I'm looking at the emails. I'm looking at the stuff coming across after, what are they calling it now? The ACH, ABCD, EFG, the new bill from the from the Republicans, AHCA. They're actually a lot of them are calling it Trump Care now, you know, like a tit for tat, right? So I get a kick out of this because I look at this and the headlines are all Donald Trump or President Trump takes insurance away from 300,000, from 2 million, from this, from that, from the other thing. And I have to laugh. Well, seriously, I have to laugh. Because I sit there and I say to myself, He's not taking insurance away from anybody. And if we were so cold-hearted, you know what I would do? I'd let it crash. Let these people go. Get some Dems, on the verge of dying because Obamacare won't pay for it anymore or can't pay for it. There's no insurance in that city or state. Let that happen a couple times. Now, they'll try to blame that on the Republicans because they could have just allocated more of Americans' tax dollars to make it work, which is not the way to make it work. You know, just let it fail. Let it fail. Let people get hurt and then go, okay, Dems, what are you willing to do now? This is your bill, your way. This is the way you want it. And have them have to explain it and take responsibility for it. Anyway, speaking of a sickness, millennials losing hair. Now, the doctors say one reason for the follicle freakout is the high stress. They say that these millennials are under high stress. They're more stressed out than any other generation. I have to ask a question. Why? What are they stressed out about? We had the same challenges in the 70s. They had the same challenges in the 80s. Same challenges in the 50s, 60s, 90s. Maybe it's they can't handle it. So I don't want to hear that they have more stress. Because if they're more stressed out, that means that they just can't handle it. They don't know how to deal with stress. Now, according to the research from the American Psychological Association, you know what? They need to change their name to the American Psychobabblers Association. Now, they say that stress can lead to hair loss. Research shows there's a condition called, oh, come on, telogen effeivium. We'll just say hair loss. That's the effect, okay? Which happens when significant stress pushes large numbers of hair follicles into a resting phase, and then the hair falls out in one. My God, I should be bald. I should be body bald, for God's sakes. What?
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Anyhow, then hair starts to fall out, one called the alopecia areata, in which your immune system attacks the hair follicles. Well, that's exciting. Now, that can be exacerbated by stress. There's also a disorder called trichotillomania, in which stressed-out people feel an irresistible urge to pull out their hair. Yeah, that's a problem. Of course, hair loss is still a bigger problem for older people than younger ones. Dr. Arielle Levishin said, the author of The Vitamin Solution, notes that while she does not have the patients with hair loss in their 20s, there are far more in the older demographics, and it could be that the incidence of hair loss in young people isn't greater now than in the past, but merely that doctors and stylists are hearing about it more because millennials are more proactive about seeking help. No, I like my earlier one. They just can't handle stress. That's what I believe. So whatever the reason for the hair loss, Huey notes that genetics and extreme diets are other big reasons she's seeing for it. One thing is clear, she said, millennials aren't going to stand for it. After visiting a doctor and trying Propecia, which has a side effect that include... I love this. Possible impotence. So it's great. You can look sexy, and then you can just look sexy. John simply shaved all his hair off after he went partially bald. Now I'm completely bald, he says, and I haven't worried about it since. You know, I don't know if it's me. I'd be curious what you guys think. But I think as the years have gone on, I've seen more and more and more and more bald guys because I think they're kind of embarrassed at their hair loss or the way they're losing hair at a young age, so they just shave it all off. And I don't know what that, you know, is that now the new sexy or is it just doesn't matter? Because it used to be kind of, if you were bald, you're kind of weird and off. There's something wrong with you to go that bald that early, right? So I'm just curious. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sure, guns never save anybody, right? Aren't you tired of hearing that? I was, you know, I was running for a while on the Facebook page for the Real Side. I was running these stories about how people who carry guns legally have saved lives. Because one Maroney from the other side kept saying, hey, look, the nobody with a legal gun has ever saved a life or saved a situation from becoming worse. And I'm thinking, my God, what are you, like, you stuck in the sand somewhere? Is your head in a dark place where you can't see anything? A student at the University of Texas at Austin stopped what could have been a very, very, very grave situation when he pulled out his concealed weapon and stopped a man from stabbing students, not a student, students, with a knife. Now, multiple people sustained potentially serious injuries, and one person died after a stabbing attack that seemed to target fraternity members. That's on the Texas school. Now, eyewitnesses reported that a student pulled out a concealed handgun on the suspect and made him back down, stopping what was heading towards a slaughter right there on campus. Now, the media, have you heard anything about this? Right? Yeah, you won't. Because the media hasn't covered it. They don't care to cover it. Because in California, you can't have a gun anywhere near a campus. They don't even want, matter of fact, some of the campuses don't even want the cops to have guns. You know, so what's going to happen? You're going to constantly yell, please stop or else they'll thump you to death? So again, please don't go far. You know, we run out of time that fast. It's just amazing to me how quick this stuff goes, okay? So I put some of these shows together for you. Yes, I told you I was going to pop in and give you information. Some of them are scattered. I get it. I am sorry. Did the best job I could do trying to take the week off. Man, I'll never do that again. You know why? Because all the little stuff that could go wrong went wrong, and I end up having to run back in the studio anyhow. I end up having to come back in and make it sure that everything's okay. But listen, I appreciate the time some of you put up with the aggravation this week. I appreciate everything that's been, you know, going down in the chat room, you know, on the, I should say the chat rooms, the websites, what's been happening with Facebook, what's been happening with all of the social media. My God, this weekend is amateurs weekend, right? We all know that. Please don't do anything stupid. Please don't do anything crazy. I mean, you want to go out and have fun with your friends? Great. That's fine. Get a cab. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. I have no stock in those things, so I don't really care whether they make it or not, but at least they'll keep you safe. I want to thank you. I mean, we won't be back until January 2nd. You got 2 more hours of some great shows that I think they're great anyway. Great segments. Pulled them out. You'll have some fun with them. Seriously. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Maybe we can get them riled up, right? And we've got an election year coming up. So as you're making your resolutions over the weekend and Monday and recuperating on Monday morning, give some thought to what are you going to do to help your candidate win? What are you going to do this year to help our people stay? I hate to say our people, because they ain't doing what I want them to do. But what are you going to do about making sure that our people step up to the plate, do what they're supposed to do, get engaged, get involved the way they should get engaged and get involved? Hold their feet to the fire. You see them out in the street, see them, go out of your way to see them. Don't be stupid about it. Don't be belligerent. This year should be a year of education, too, for your loved ones, your unloved ones, your almost loved ones. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's time to reflect. I know all of us have got jobs. We've got things we're trying to get done, things we're trying to do. That doesn't mean you can't engage and you can't get involved. Anyway, for the Messina families and the rest of you guys out there, all 16 of my listeners, thanks so much for being involved. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, especially this week in a time of trouble. But other than that, God bless. Have a great rest of the week. Enjoy your family. Don't be stupid. You know what I'm saying? You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website. You can check out the stations and the times. Again, be safe.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?